by calling 501-433-1037.
You got your gum original, you got your gum original. Our entertainer's gum original. You got your gum original, you got your gum original. Our entertainer. Here we are. Your gum original, it ain't nothing strange. Got to represent, you got to come for rain. And for rain of motion, for rain of style.
If I ask you, do you want to put some 26s on that thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Because you're just talking because I stack paper to the ceiling and write on 24-inch chrome.
Oh!
Ernie Johnson last night on the TNT broadcast.
That was actually last week. But
I just saw it. Okay. I just got it today.
He went, throw a little hipness to him.
Yeah, he's talking about his wheels, making sure that Ernie
stacking
was up.
Cash.
Ernie's very hip. I had no idea. Ernie's your stereotypical unhip guy, but he's hip to Shaq's ways, apparently.
He didn't look too hip, though, when he gave the little handshake, though, afterwards.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Love Ernie. He's got to ditch the tie, bow tie.
He's the
bow
best.
Bow tie is bad for business.
Couple things NBA-related. Joe Klein joining us in the studio. Justin Akre. That's me. Matty T. Bradley. Yes?
What was the guy's question that we... Because
we blew
your
over.
Girl's gal was coming on. Pat Bradley's girlfriend was coming on.
Apparently
future.
She made it clear to say that she's got a boyfriend anyway.
No, but he was saying that I guess Missouri State didn't want to come into the Sun Belt because he had heard that the president had said he didn't want to come in because it was a lesser conference. I think the Sun Belt's a very good conference. I think they're like all smaller conferences. They're trying to find their way in this crazy time, but. I think they do as good a job as any conference. I think their football's good. I think the basketball's excellent from top to bottom. It's as hard a conference basketball-wise, and the coaching is incredible. Can't speak to the football as much, but it seems like it's very good.
Well,
and then, you know, I mean, to sit there and, I mean, you know, they said, and what was another team I'd like to see come in? They're going to add a team by June 1st.
Yeah.
I'd like them to add Notre Dame.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do have an issue with Appalachian State. I think that's going to be really difficult to deal with. I hate it for the travel. I mean, for you guys, it's going to be tough. I mean, that's a tough swing.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Georgia State and Georgia Southern combination. You know, I know they're not right together, but at least it's a close regional.
Workable.
Yeah. The App State thing is such an outlier. I don't know what the deal is. Now, again, it's a great traditional football program. They have great facilities, great town from what I've been told.
I've been there. I've been at Jimmy Dykes.
Booneville?
Was a coach
is?
There.
Or Boone. Is it Boone?
Boone.
Yeah, Boone.
And
yeah.
I went up there and did Tom Apke's basketball camp.
There you go.
So I was.
We hadn't talked to you since Jimmy got
days.
The girls' job.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great hire. I think it's exactly what they needed. I
mean, we were talking about how do you give up our dream job of commentating games, though. That was the one thing that was
well,
a head scratcher.
I mean, he's later on in his life. There's no moving involved.
Except during recruiting season.
He's going, yeah, right. But I mean, that's
and the regular season.
But there's no difference in that from the standpoint of them when he's in December, January, and March, February,
yeah.
and March. I mean, he's gone all the time anyway. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's going to be challenges and things that unforeseen things for him as anybody who steps into this field who hasn't done it as I did. But I mean, it was a great hire. It was as good a. I think it was. I don't think they could have got anybody better.
Whoa.
No, I don't. I mean, that they could get.
Okay.
I mean, they're not getting Gary Blair. Gary Blair was not coming back.
they weren't getting Gino Auriemma.
I mean, I'm talking about people that they could get.
Okay.
They weren't getting anybody better than this.
I will disagree with this. I've heard people say, "Oh, it's a home run hire," and Jimmy's a great fit for a number of reasons.
Right now, it is. I mean, everything always plays out.
But it's not a home run. A home run hire is an established coach that you somehow got.
No.
I want you to get somebody you can't get. That's what I always look at. Bielema was a great hire. It's a home run hire at the time. You got a guy that's got an unbelievable resume.
Well, let me tell you what, they would not have gotten Jimmy had they not stepped up. Because I talked to Jimmy when it came open, and Jimmy just was like, I'm not leaving ESPN. They're going to the SEC network. You know, they can't match what I got going here.
I'm not saying it's not a good hire. It's without a doubt the best fit you were going to get, or just about the best fit you were going to get, unless you were going to hire Christy Smith to be a head coach and give her a first opportunity, which is great that he brought her in as an assistant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My point is, people said, oh, it's a home run hire, it's a home run hire. Well, no, I think you get a home run hire as somebody that we were just talking about, somebody you can't get. That to me is a home run hire. Again, it'll all play itself out. I'm excited for him. It's a great fit. I mean, he's going to be great out on the recruiting trail, not just for his program, but for the university in general. He's a great spokesperson. A couple quick NBA notes. We're going to take
that
a timeout, come back.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at Corky's and UALR, two of our all-time favorites. Kobe Bryant and the LA Lakers. Bad year. Kobe worse. He didn't even get to play this year. His latest tweet, blank season, flush it, forget it, hashtag amnesia, next season will be epic, hashtag blackout, hashtag bus fam.
Instead What's of blackout? I don't get blackout.
I don't know. That's a Black Mamba thing, I assume.
Okay.
Kobe, instead of going to his team's final road trip, which Pau Gasol made and he'll be there next year, but Pau Gasol made the final road trip even though he couldn't play. Kobe instead started a European vacation a little bit early, not in the same vein as Clark Griswold, I assume. Do you have a problem with this, knowing he is the leader of the franchise from a player standpoint and one of the leaders of the league? Do you have an issue with him skipping the final road trip and going on a vacation?
I would have had an issue with it if the team was a little more established. The coach may not be there next year. Half the roster may not be there. Pau Gasol may not be there.
Does that tell you something, though, then maybe how he sees what's going to happen next year?
Yeah, if this was when Phil was there and Shaq was hurt, then I'd have a big problem with
it. Yeah.
Because now you're saying – but, at the end of the day, everything he said about the season was correct. And, this is who Kobe is. This is who he's always been.
No man is an island, but Kobe Bryant is.
Kobe's an island.
quickly, 30 for 30, no islands there. Just a lot of punks working in harmony back in the day in Detroit, the Bad Boys. The Pigskin Preacher, love that team. It's never been quite the same since, even though they've had some success, even won a title after the Bad Boys. But when you sit down,
great song in the background.
You like this?
Thank you.
Whispers.
That's good that you know that, Matty T. what is your what's your initial impression of the Bad Boys when that's mentioned to you? What's the first thing you think about?
I'd like to hit them all in the mouth.
I feel the same way.
I used to. I respect them. They could play. Dennis, Lambert, they were very good. But every time we played them, even when I was with Sacramento. The thing you hated about them is they tried to come out there and, like, punk you. Like I was scared of Bill Laimbeer, you know, or I was scared of John Sally, or I was scared of Rick Mahorn.
Yeah.
Please, are you kidding me? You know, I respect them as players, and they played great as a unit, but it was like they came out there and, like, we were all going to be, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go tonight,
right,
Mommy.
Right.
I want to stay. I got the flu. I want to stay home. And that's the thing that, you know, the media and everything kind of made that all into a – you know, a thing that
James Edwards mustache you weren't afraid of.
The fact Buddha. That they got back to back titles.
No,
didn't
they were.
Hurt,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that was because of Isaiah
now,
Thomas, though.
Can you give me a quick 1 minute story or less on an interaction with the Bad Boys?
Oh, I got in several fights with them. Sacramento, I got in a fight with them. Boston, I got in fights with them. They pop your, especially Lambert. Mahorn wasn't dirty. Mahorn would tag you and do it. He'd clothesline you. He'd put his foot under you when you went up to shoot, and so you'd land on his foot and stuff like that. He was a punk. Ain't no doubt.
Did you ever land any punches?
I tried. I wasn't Jermaine Taylor now. I'd do the bull rush. I follow
the bull rush.
Put your head down, follow the feet, and start throwing.
I think most of us wish you would have landed a few more.